I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and order scenes to bookwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing table. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the second day of the year, second day of January. How about that? The prep tip today is to inventory your library, fill in the gaps. Most of our listeners do have a private home library. I know I do. Mine is several hundred volumes. My wife's has several hundred volumes. The men and women I work with have a combined joint library of maybe 2,000 plus volumes. And I've yet to implement the Dewey Decimal System. I like the Dewey Decimal System. It's quick. It's an efficient way to keep track of your books and be able to locate them quickly. Let's see. I got a note from Dave Hodges. He is flying home from where he went to, and he is hoping to be on the air with us. Once his plane lands, he'll be able to join us. I've not got a note back from Steve Manoon yet to find out what's going on with Steve, but hopefully he'll be able to join us also. That's where we are right now. Cindy can't be with us this morning. She has a conflict, and it has to be someplace else, so she can't be on the air with us. She may be getting new employment soon and might not be available for future Tuesday mornings. We'll find out, hopefully, in a week or two. And hopefully she can be with us one or two more weeks. She's got a great following of her own, as it turns out. So we'll proceed with open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. And the call number is 512-248-8252. I finished reading the recent article documenting what went on with the what's called the transitional empire, the trans empire, men and women who decide they want to be the opposite sex. The article does a great job of documenting the influence of Marxism in that area. And I'll probably find that article during the break. It's right here at hand, not too far away. A very enlightening article to explain how this bizarre, freakish, barbaric practice became so mainstream so quickly. But it did. And now we have to deal with the consequences of that. There's always been men who, for some reason, their mental illness compels them to attempt to become women. I recall I had a murder case. I was in New Orleans looking for a witness. This would have been in the mid-1970s, about 1974 or 75, along in there. And my witness was lived in the Bourbon Street area. So I was down there for a week attempting. I did find the witness, by the way. But I did run across in my investigation down there a number of men who were pretending to be women, and they were making a living displaying themselves in these bars down there. And so they've always been around. Nothing new about that. What's new is it becoming mainstream news. It becoming something that's been promoted by both the media and academics as being something normal, something good, an alternative for mentally ill boys, mentally ill girls to believe that they can become the opposite sex, which of course they can't. The hormones can't change. The chromosomes can't change. They can increase or decrease female and male hormones. Yes, you can do that. But you can't change the chromosomes. That can't be done. No, it can't. So, of course, what's a child? You know, a child has limited knowledge, and they're going to follow the things that they learn from the media. An eight-year-old boy, eight-year-old girl, who is subject to these impressed these articles that videos they see on TV and on their little electronic devices, they really can become convinced that they can become the opposite sex, which of course they can't. And I don't blame them for going through these what's called transitions. I blame the adults, the parents, the medical professionals, the school counselors, anybody else involved in helping a little boy or a little girl who thinks they want to become the opposite sex. Now, here in Missouri, we've made it illegal. I'm pretty sure I'm accurate when I say this. We've made it illegal to perform genital mutilation on an underage boy or girl, a boy or girl who has not reached their 18th birthday. That's a good thing. I'd like to see it in all 50 states. It's not going to happen in all 50 states. In fact, some states, I expect California, for example, will become a sanctuary state for mentally ill boys and girls who think they can become the opposite sex and their parents. The parents are the sick ones. Now, the boys and the girls have a mental illness on one hand. On the other, the parents are mentally ill also, thinking that mutilating the genitals of their little other child is going to somehow help them, is somehow going to prevent them from wanting to commit suicide. That's the mantra that's being put out by health, psychological professionals who should know better, but they don't. I don't know what they know, but they don't. Reality is, a young man or a young woman who goes through this genital mutilation and hormone therapy and whatever else they go through is more likely to commit suicide. Not less likely, but more likely. So what happens? The mentally ill boy or girl talks to a school counselor who understands very quickly that this boy or girl has a mental illness, thinking that they should be the opposite sex. And they begin counseling this child without the knowledge or consent of the parents. That's a crime, by the way. At least it should be in all 50 states, but it's not, apparently. And they begin the process of transitioning, but that's what they call it, transitioning the boy to become a girl or the girl to become a boy. And all without the knowledge or consent of the parents. They, in some cases, they begin very harmful hormone treatments. They move forward to the point where surgery can be performed on the boy or the girl, genital mutilation, which, by the way, can't be reversed. Of course it can't. So for the little girls, they fashion an artificial penis that can't make a baby. For the boys, they create an artificial vagina that can't be part of the reproductive system and have a baby. And a lifelong need for strong, dangerous medications that they have to take the rest of their lives. And that's what happens. It's wrong on the face of it. It's bizarre. It's freakish. It's barbaric. You know, several years ago, I was making fun of Muslims for doing the same thing to little girls, genital mutilation. It's a practice done in many Muslim communities, including the United States, by the way. They do it on a QT because it is illegal to mutilate the genitals of a little girl, but they do it anyway. And I was making fun of them for being a freakish, barbaric, dangerous practice, which, of course, it is. Now we have graduates of Harvard Medical School doing the exact same thing to little boys and little girls. freakish, barbaric, dangerous surgical procedures. What's wrong with this picture? Wherever you live, whatever state you live in, if it's not illegal there to perform these surgical procedures on little boys, little girls, it should be. Most likely you'll find some conservative Christian patriots in your state legislature who are against it. They need your support. They do. And what does that mean? That means volunteer time and it means money. That's what they need. Chances are those same legislators will also be Second Amendment people, be First Amendment people, and so forth. They're very likely that's what you'll find. This is a matter of, quite frankly, of saving lives. Once a little boy or a little girl has gone through these procedures, their life is ruined in terms of having a normal life ever. I've read accounts, articles written, authored by young women, they're now young adults, who went through these procedures as a teenage girl below the age of 18. They have so much regret for what they went through. They no longer want to be a boy. They regret the surgical procedures and the drugs they took. They now dress, act, and behave as a young woman on one hand, on the other. They can never, again, be what they would have been. They can never be the healthy young woman that they could have grown up to be. Can't have children. Can't have a normal sex life. And that's tragic. They were led down this road by adults who should have known better. They should have, but for whatever reason, was it financial? Was it their heartfelt belief that they should be doing this? I don't know. These practices need to be illegal in all 50 states. They really do. And I hope that legislation will move forward in the remaining states that have not made these practices illegal to make these practices illegal. That's what needs to happen. I think the governor of Ohio made some kind of statement, if I can paraphrase. He didn't want to take the decision-making away from doctors by making it illegal to perform these barbaric, dangerous, freakish practices on little boys and little girls. Excuse me, really? You don't want to take that decision away from the doctor? Well, it needs to be. A doctor needs to have the license taken away from them to ever touch another human being and practice medicine ever again, in my opinion, for whatever that's worth. Never, ever be a healthcare professional in this country. Ever. That's what needs to happen. We've come to the point where these practices are being performed on a daily basis in some jurisdictions as being normal, acceptable, within the standard of care that supposedly is taught in medical schools. What's the first thing that you learn in medical school? Do no harm. Well, they're doing harm. They're absolutely doing harm. And there's no way to get out of it. There's no intellectual justification for it, no medical justification for it, no legal or moral justification for committing these barbaric practices on underage children. Now, I'm specifically focused on boys and girls who have not reached their 18th birthday. Now, once they're 18, they're legally an adult, and if they decide to have their bodies mutilated, they can do so. I think it's wrong. I think that they'll regret the outcome. But if they choose to do so, they're an adult, they can do that. We don't allow a 14-year-old girl to walk into a bar in any of the 50 states, and as far as I know, and order a shot of whiskey. She'll be in trouble with the juvenile authorities, arrested and taken to juvenile hall. The bartender will be arrested and charged with a crime of serving an underage child alcoholic beverage. I believe that's true in all 50 states. If I'm wrong, let me know. The call number is 512-248-8252. So that's true in all 50 states on one hand. On the other, in many of the 50 states, a 14-year-old girl can give consent to have her body mutilated and changed forever because she has a mental disorder called gender dysphoria. And the healthcare professionals will perform these barbaric practices on this little girl, cutting her breasts off, mutilating her genitals, giving her harmful, dangerous drugs that she has to take the rest of her life. And the doctors, the nurses, the staff, all are acting within the confines of the law. Police can't be called to stop a crime being committed because no crime is being committed, believe it or not, in many of these states, where this is in the states where this practice is legal. Not so in Missouri anymore, thank goodness. I'm so glad that my home state is Missouri. It's a great state. We have 113 counties in Missouri, except for about four or five of the 113. They're all very conservative, Christian-based counties. We have the city of St. Louis County, Kansas City, Columbia, Missouri, to a certain extent, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It's not Cape Girardeau. I'm at Springfield, Missouri, where the liberals have become a majority, but they're far outnumbered by the rest of the counties in the state, about 100 counties or so, in 98, 99 the counties. We far outnumber those counties, and we have a overwhelming majority in the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate, and there will not be a governor from city of St. Louis, St. Louis County, Kansas City, elected to become governor of the state of Missouri. It's not going to happen. It hasn't happened, I believe, for a century or more, where a man or a woman from, I don't believe we've had a female governor in Missouri yet that I can think of. We have not had a governor from St. Louis or Kansas City in more than a century. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Moving on from there, the war in Ukraine is, from what I'm reading, is being lost by the Ukraine military. They're having trouble recruiting enough young men to fill in the ranks of those who've been wounded and disabled in the war. It looks like the U.S. government is funding not only the war effort, but the pensions of retired people from the government in Ukraine. Isn't that special? I'm also read this morning that Ukrainian members of the Ukrainian parliament are playing their exit strategies to get the hell out of Dodge. You're not allowed to leave Ukraine, by the way, unless you have a passport. That's not, you're not allowed to legally leave unless you have a passport. And I'm sure all the members of the Ukrainian parliament have their passports for themselves and their families ready to go if and when the time comes. If you see that the parliament members have left the country, it's over. That means the war has been lost, in my opinion, because when the members of parliament leave, that means the war effort is finished. So keep an eye out for that. I don't know that if and when that will happen. We're beginning the third year of the war, I believe it is, this month. Is that right? Russia has the ability to absolutely crush Ukraine if they chose to. They have chosen not to. What they have chosen to do is to drain the resources of the NATO countries, United States, England, Germany, and so forth. And they've been very successful at that, at draining the military stockpiles of the NATO countries. Stockpiles that can't be rebuilt in a year or so, because the manufacturing capacity doesn't exist to do that, that quickly. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We add to my website several times a week. New article posted today. My wife found this for me at Mike Adams' website. Deals with the COVID vaccination clot shot. The study shows that once you've had a clot shot and three boosters, four shots total, your immune system is pretty much wrecked. Your immune system is pretty much destroyed. And I expect that article to be published in my COVID panel before the day is over. My webmaster is usually pretty efficient for getting that up there and running for us. New products at my website just in the last couple of weeks. The LifeWave products, I make use of them every day. I'll be talking more with Steve Benoon. Steve Benoon will be joining us, hopefully, in a few minutes. He's on the road and is in a very marginal area right now, but once he gets to a strong cell phone signal, he'll be calling in also. And of course, Energy Cleaners, my home-based business. I inventory the Energy Cleaners and the mattress pads. When you place your order, I personally box them up, take them to the Little Country Post Office of Terrell, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet on Friday evenings, by the way. And I ship them out through the Postal Service all over the country, all over the world. If you have issues with pain, what are you waiting for? Issues with sleep, what are you waiting for? Energy Cleaner will help. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Don't want to give your credit card over the internet? I understand that. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. New Year ahead of us this time of year, Christmas, New Year's. People reflect where the life is, where it's been, where they want it to go. I've been doing that for decades. Many of you have been doing the same thing. I make a list at the beginning of the year of major goals I want to accomplish. I've got that list made. It's in my day timer calendar, ready for me to keep track of as we move forward with 2024. Of course, this is the national election year. My local polling place in Davisville, we always have the biggest turnout of any election on the presidential elections. That's expected. And I'm sure that will happen again. Republicans don't do very well in my county. We do not have a single Republican officeholder in the entire county. Thank goodness. We're putting in place protocols to make sure that all declared candidates that are claimed to be Republican are in fact Republican. There's been instances around the country where Democrats know they can't possibly get elected, and they pretend to be a Republican. That's not a good thing, but that's happening around the country. We don't want it to take place in Crawford County, and we're doing our best to make sure that it doesn't. Will there be civil war in this country? I truly hope and pray there won't be. If there is, I'll deal with it to the best of my ability. I'm sure most of you will also. I'd rather work on making sure, one, a civil war does not take place. How do we do that? Well, we get active locally. Who was it, Tip O'Neill? I think he was Speaker of the House, wasn't he? Up there from Massachusetts area. Who said that all politics is local. Well, that's very true. It's very true. And it hasn't changed. It's not going to change. Get active locally. You may not have the time or the ambition to run for school board yourself, run for county commission, run for the library board. There's lots of offices that need good candidates. If you can't do that yourself, then find out who the good candidates are, the conservative Christian patriot candidates. Make sure that they're the real deal. And support them. They need two things. They need volunteer help, and they need money. They need both. That will help them. These small, these local elections, now, we had a woman running for prosecuting attorney here. I know her. I know her family. Great people. She's running for prosecuting attorney. And her family, they're all productive, busy people. Her siblings, her in-laws, the adult children, they didn't bother to vote for her. Which is, between her siblings and the in-laws and adult children, there was more than, probably, it's a good-sized family, probably 20 or so. She lost by 13 votes. Because her family was too busy to vote for her. Now, how tragic is that? That would have been an interesting Thanksgiving dinner after that election, don't you think? Where all her relatives, her siblings, in-laws, the adult children, had to be in the same room with her and be humiliated that their relative did not get elected because they didn't take the time to go vote. This routinely happens around the country in local elections, where the decision is made by 8 votes or 10 votes or 20 votes. That's not unusual at all. It really isn't. That's why it's so important to support the candidates that need to be in there. It is not optional. We've been asleep at the wheel far too long. Here's our break. Right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
LibertyMan.com. I like that a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information, things to check out. And keep yourself informed about what's going on in the world. I stand corrected. I made a huge mistake the last segment where I mentioned the who's in elected office holders in my county, Crawford County. We do not have a single Democrat office holder. What I meant to say, I said Republican. I'm sorry. We do not have, and have not had for a number of years, a single Democrat office holder in the entire county. That's the way it is in Crawford County. And I want to thank my wife for giving me that correction. My mistake. We're expecting Steve Benoit to call in here soon. He hasn't yet. He's on the road from Tennessee to going to Florida. And We hope that he'll be able to call in soon. In the meantime, we got open lines at Republic Broadcasting, and the call number is 512-248-8252. So if you got a question or comment, we'd be glad to take that call. New year ahead of us. It's going to be an exciting year. Every year is exciting. It has its own unique properties to it, own unique events. We have a president's election obviously taking place, and there's no doubt that President Trump will be the Republican candidate. Nothing's going to change that. Nothing's short of terminating the life of President Trump, which hopefully his security will be sufficient to keep him alive. Every president has threats against them, assassination attempts, and we need to keep this man alive. I have strong disagreement with his stance on Operation Warp Speed, the COVID vaccination clot shot. Very strong disagreements on one hand. On the other, I don't see any other candidate who has a chance of winning other than President Trump. I really don't. And if he is elected, and he will be, if the election, if they can overcome the fraud, Democrats will do as much fraud as they can, of course. I believe that we can overcome the fraud. And, of course, the coattails, the men and women who get elected, also Republican, conservative, patriotic Republicans, will hopefully keep control of the House of Representatives, regain control of the United States Senate. It needs to happen. It really does. It really does. Prosecutor, Mr. Smith, who's been doing these bogus charges against President Trump, all his efforts are going to fail, as well they should. And President Trump will prevail. He's going to be on ballots in all 50 states. He will be. And he will be reelected. I don't believe this. I'm not a very great student of history. I'm not aware of any former U.S. president being reelected again. I don't know that it's ever happened. It needs to happen. You know, I was hoping that President Trump would come clean about a year ago with his acknowledgement of the inherent dangers of the COVID vaccination clot shot, of how he was misled or lied to or threatened to support it. But that didn't happen, unfortunately. That was his chance. You know, the man's no genius on one hand, but he's not stupid on the other. He's a brilliant man. You know, he's had a lot of success in his life and his various pursuits. So was he lied to about the vaccination? And rest, you know, the American public was lied to, no doubt. Most American healthcare professionals were lied to. I don't know. Was he lied to? Did he believe the lies? Was he brought in on the inside scoop that the COVID vaccination clot shots had been in development for years before the make-believe pandemic? My private sources tell me that's the case, that the COVID vaccination clot shot was being developed for at least 6 years before it was released in January 2020. At least 6 years. Yeah, I got that wrong. 2021 is when they released the vaccination clot shot. So I don't know. Hopefully we'll find out. I watched an interview last night with Tucker Carlson, an excellent interview, and I intend to sign up for the TuckerCarlson.com website myself. It's not time yet, but I'll be doing it soon. Tucker Carlson is the real deal. He's a true journalist in the truest sense of the word. He's been at this for decades. He's very good at it. He's been, as the old saying goes, not his first rodeo. He's not making his new platform dependent on advertising. It's by subscription. That's a smart move on his part. if you're dependent on advertisers, you can be threatened by the threat of losing your advertisers. That's a huge threat, to have your business being threatened in that manner, have your income being threatened in that manner. But he decided on a platform that's by subscription only, which makes him independent, truly independent, but by not needing any advertisers. Now, Republic Broadcasting, of course, is largely supported by advertisers, and we're not quite independent yet. We're working towards that effort to become independent. And in the meantime, we're largely reliant on donations from our listeners, like you men and women listening to me right now. So if you like what you hear on Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a monthly donation, whatever you can afford, to Republic Broadcasting. It'll help us a lot. We got some financial things coming up right now that need to be dealt with. I'm not going to say it's a crisis, but it's not very far away from being a crisis, that these financial obligations be dealt with. That doesn't go away. We're doing a great job getting the word out worldwide on one hand. On the other, the rent needs to be paid, equipment needs to be paid for, salaries need to be paid, and so forth. So please consider making a donation at Republic Broadcasting's website. My mantra for decades has been preparedness. I did my first paid private consultation on preparedness the summer of 1977. It's a long time ago, more than 40 years ago, a real long time ago. I was promoting my consultations in a national newspaper. A couple from Las Vegas contacted me. They flew their airplane from Las Vegas to St. Louis, and we spent the day together. It was a great day for all three of us. They learned a lot. I learned a lot. And they went home with that information and incorporated in the things that they were doing. So I learned at a young age, in my early 20s, how vulnerable our society is, how easily it is for it to be taken down. I watched it happen firsthand during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. I was there. I saw it. I was part of it. It was horrible. At the time, the city I was in, Canto, that's C-A-N, capital T-H-O, Canto, the largest city in the Mekong Delta, had been there for 1,000 years plus. The one Buddhist temple that I visited a couple of times, the street level had been built up almost 2 feet above the floor of the temple over the centuries. That's how long I'd been there. And I watched this city go from a thriving metropolis the day before the Tet Offensive to overnight being shut down, absolutely shut down. We have a caller from across the pond in Norway. We have Orgon in Norway. Good morning, Orgon.
Good morning. That's the Hans Wheel. Hi.
There we are. Good morning, Orgon. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year.
What's on your mind, Orgon?
Really just calling in to say Happy New Year to you guys.
You're breaking up, Orgon. Are you there? Okay, we lost Orgon. Maybe he can call back on a better line. He's in a, must be in a marginal cell phone area. He's a regular caller here on the show, and he does his own independent research. Orgon is a librarian by trade and a very wise individual. And he corresponds privately with myself and Professor McKinney on about a monthly basis, if not more regular. Orgon, if you can hear me, call back, and we'll get you back on the air. Anyway, there's going to be a lot of focus on this presidential election coming up, as well there should be. But let's not forget these local elections. That's where the action is. And it looks like Orgon is back. Can we hear you now, Orgon? Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
We hear you fine. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. We hear you.
Hi. Happy New Year, John, and everybody at RBN.
Thank you.
I'm just calling in with a couple of preparedness tips, if you don't mind.
Please, let's hear it.
About the snow season that we're in. For people who are inundated with snow or soon to be, if you take your time out to take your snow cleaning equipment in to room temperature and heat up some candle wax to it so it runs, and you start applying a coating to your equipment, you will save yourself for a lot of work, an extra hard work, because the snow doesn't, it just runs off. And also because I think many places there's going to be a lot of snow. And I've seen here locally in Norway, the people with tractors and big cleaning equipment, they build up these big heaps of snow. And I would advise any of the listeners in such a situation, don't build up a big heap. Make it into a long platform or a runway, so you can, when later in winter, when there's more snow and you cannot move it anywhere, you have this tip where you can pour it out from. I think that will be valuable for people in cities and cramped spaces kind of places. Okay.
Well, if in areas you get a lot of snow, that's excellent advice there, Oregon. It really is.
Yeah, I've seen some old people that they entirely forgot to do this with their own equipment. So you have to remind them.
Right.
So, also, some news from Norway and about the COVID scare. The authorities, of course, just before Christmas and by sleight of hand, they somehow got it into the law books, if you can call it that anymore, that people are just to be have these shots. It's going to be mandatory.
Really?
So, I don't think that's going to fly really well. I really think that's going to backfire so heavily in their faces. for sure.
So it's going to be mandatory for who again?
No, for they could come and worst case scenario, they could come at my door and just jab me, even if I didn't want to.
So mandatory for the entire population.
You know, they don't publicize this on the news. That's going to come further down, but they have it in the books or in the papers that this is perfectly okay and sane, normal people would do that to get paid. I'm really in a good mood, John, but talking about this just makes my blood boil.
I bet it does. Well, it should. I bet it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kind of resistance to mandatory vaccines do you see happening in Norway, sir?
Honestly, I'm not really sure how that resistance going to look. If we are all just going to run to the mountains and hide, that doesn't sound like a really good strategy.
No.
We have no real history of violent revolutions or overthrows. Norway's history is most often one of forced compliance. When I look a bit deeper at the history, we will come up with a good plan to resist this, and hopefully it will get some news and some coverage and motivate more people to just say no.
Is there members of the parliament in Norway who are against this? Do you know, sir?
I don't know who's holding a gun to her head. I don't see any in the parliament that is vehemently against this.
If not vehemently against it, how about just a little bit against it?
Yeah, just that. I mean, just a little bit would be great.
It would be. You have anything else for us? We're going to get another break.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on to the break. We'll wrap up your comments after the break, Oregon. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Oregon, you still with us?
I love those pioneer next. You have one of the good officers you played recently.
You're real muted there, Oregon. We need better audio. Are you talking to the microphone?
Here, right.
That's better. That's better. Keep doing what you're doing.
That's better. Yeah. No, so that's that. And I just saw also from local news that our Crown Princess, and I suppose also the Crown Prince, and a few leading politicians and UN, Norwegian UN dignitaries, the people we knew all along were not blameless. It's come out that they all went and took a ride on Epstein's plane to his island.
Really?
Times.
Really?
I met them and don't want to talk about it. So, yeah, I guess it's the way of the world.
Well, the whole list of the Epstein guests will be released in the next few days. I understand it's already been released privately, but it'll be worldwide public in the next few days, won't it?
So what do you think the consequences are going to be? It's just going to be a little short.
Well, it could be career-ending for some men or women. It could be humiliating for some men and women. So we'll find out. It won't be good for anybody involved in it. I can know that for a fact. What do you think, Oregon?
It's interesting because I think Nyquist would have a lot to say about this. The lockdown.
We'll have Jeff on tomorrow, and he may have some feedback on that also.
When there's like a communist socialist usurpation of the state, when they are close to succeeding, that's when they start the pogroms and they take out the dignitaries who knows where all the bodies are buried, right?
Right.
The intellectuals,
right,
and the artists, the free thinkers. So in the wake of COVID, past 3 years or so, this and that and other politicians have been framed for, you cannot really call it more than minor offenses, but compared to what they have really compared to what they have done, it's nothing.
Right.
It's small time corruption. But this is what gets the newspapers rolling. This is the story they are told to publish. So, a lot, maybe less corrupt politicians are out of the picture, and a new group of highly trained dogs are supposed to be waiting in the menagerie.
Oregon, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We're out of time this hour. Thank you for the call.
Likewise. See you, John.
Okay, we have a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.